relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
You know, it's modern politics, so the battle never, ever stops. The campaign starts the day after you win or you lose, and that's why we are going to be here. It's not just the 46th episode. It's all the episodes that we're going to record in the future with my good friend and co-host, Boris Epstein, strategic advisor to the Trump campaign, legal advisor. He is also former special assistant to President Donald Trump, and me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, host of the America First radio show. Episode 46. That's not too shabby,
not
is
too
it,
bad.
Boris?
Not too bad. And my friend, I'm so glad to see you doing well, looking great.
Thank you. It's that post-COVID buzz.
I had the same thing going on. People said I got a little tan. You look great.
Thank you.
You look great. Thank God for your quick recovery, yeah. Swift recovery. So, you know, you asked me the question when I had it. I'll ask you the question. How was it?
You know, look,
how was your travel through the Wuhan?
My travel through the Wuhan. I'm not going to belittle. People have died and people have had bad experiences. For me, for this person, it was so weird. It was so pathetic. It was the mildest. If I had any, most days I had nothing.
Right.
I had nothing. And maybe I had like a 10% drop in energy.
Right.
Right. And then if I had anything, it was like this super mild flu. And the thing that only pissed me off is the taste and smell.
I know.
It was Christmas. We had to cancel Christmas.
I know.
My wife makes this incredible Christmas dinner that I have to, you know, locked away in our bedroom, I have to eat with the trimmings, the stuffing, the cranberry, and everything else. I couldn't taste it. I mean, that's the worst thing. And then my doctor, Sam Pappas, God bless, been on the show many times, he gave me the wonder drugs, hydroxy and ivermectin, and boom, I was, you know, a week and a half later, I was back in studio.
Yeah, that's my experience too. And again, we've talked about this, not to belittle. It's very serious, and
right.
As soon as you let me know, I texted you. Take it seriously.
Yeah.
Remember, I said that. And as long as you take it seriously, and I'm very thankful that you're good and back to it. And here we are, and now we're battling for 1600.
And I don't have to take the vaccine.
No vaccine.
No vaccine.
No vaccine.
I got the blood tests today. I am full of antibodies.
Oh, you're a walking antibody.
I'm a walking antibody man.
Okay. Mr. Hello, Mr. Antibody.
Not Bionic Man, the Antibody Man.
I love it. I love it.
Okay, so we are doing this live because things are moving at such a speed. We will, of course, post the audio on our podcast, share it. Do a review, hit the like. If you're watching us now, please, you know, on YouTube, hit that like button now. It makes a difference.
Give us some love.
Follow the Baron, Boris EP. I'm Seb Gorka. We're on all platforms. We were on Parler, but we're on Instagram. We're on Rumble, you name it, Twitter for the time being. How about you on Twitter? I lost 70,000 followers in the last 5 days.
Here's my Twitter following. Okay.
Happening to you too?
For sure. I was at about 120. Now I'm under 100. They're boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
Which proportion is about the same thing.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, they're coming at me. It's dropping, and you know, Twitter's putting out, oh, these are all QAnon accounts. And
yeah, okay, right.
All right, Twitter, we'll believe that.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And, you know, it's very obvious what's happening, right? It's utter, clear, tyrannical 1984 style censorship. Of course, what happened to President Trump, I believe, is illegal to deplatform a public official like that.
Yes.
And also not to apply standards evenly. Because how can you ban President Trump but not ban Kathy Griffin for holding up a bloody head that's supposed to be, you know, a mock of the president?
She's still got her account.
She's got her account. What about the Ayatollah?
still up there saying that the Jews should be killed, America should be destroyed. He's still up there. Well, Maduro is still up there.
What about the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party? They're still up there talking about how genocide of the Uyghurs is a good thing. Okay?
Right. So the re-education camps are good.
Yeah. So pretty much, God bless Mao is what they're saying.
Right. No, but that's, guys, if you don't believe us, they tweeted that. The Chinese government tweeted that last week, that we're making better Uyghurs in the quote-unquote labor re-education camps.
And they're so much happier.
And the women are better. The women are happier.
It's absolutely degrading to the basis of America.
And to the First Amendment.
What these social media companies have done. And by the way, so Parler is now destroyed. Okay, yeah. They nuked Parler.
They have nothing.
Apparently, a lot of the planning for what happened at the Capitol happened on Facebook. So where's the blowback against Zuckerberg?
Yes, interesting.
Is Facebook...
Well, can I just say something about Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
So Zuckerberg first deletes... So we were there. I mean, let's just start with the facts. You and I were sitting next to each other on Wednesday morning. That frigid Wednesday morning on the list.
Cold, yeah.
Friend of mine rolls up. God bless you, Alex. And she arrived from Pennsylvania with no winter coat in a sleeveless dress. So I gave her my coat halfway through the event.
Oh, Alexander Priet.
And I said, I got to give her my coat because she was there, like, turning into an icicle. So there I am, just in my suit jacket.
Blah, blah, blah.
But it was cold, and you ended up sitting next to me. We heard the president's speech.
Right.
The president was still, can we just be factual? The president was still speaking.
Correct.
He spoke for more than an hour as people were arriving at the Capitol. So the idea that it was, you know, the mass of the ellipse that suddenly went to the Capitol is bogus. And what did he say? Do we have that cut? Do we have that cut available? Is it the video cut, Eric, of the president?
Yes.
Okay.
Is the word peaceful?
This is the crucial cut from the president on Wednesday. Eric, play cut.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
He said, we are going to march peacefully and patriotically to Congress. And then, and this is why I wanted to mention it, because of Zuckerberg, we had the president, after the violence, post a very short video to Facebook, in which he said, go home in peace. Zuckerberg deletes the video, then deletes the president completely with the following explanation, because rarely they give explanations. They just kind of say community guidelines, blah, blah, blah. Zuckerberg said, because the president was inciting violence. Now, Boris, when he says expressly, go home in peace, I mean, this is gaslighting.
Of course.
The likes of which we've never seen.
It's pushing toxicity is what it is.
Pushing toxicity.
It's the left, these mainstream media giants, what they're doing, the big tech, they want to make the president so toxic, and they want to put words in his mouth so that it would be impossible to imagine supporting him. But what they're doing is so transparent. Everybody realizes what's happening. So, because here's the reality. The president never called for the riot at the Capitol. He called for peacefully and patriotically.
And he said specifically to encourage the Republican senators and congressmen to do the right thing. That's it.
Peacefully and patriotically.
That was all the instructions.
Right. To have their voices heard.
Yeah.
And now, after Twitter banned them, Facebook banned them, for some reason Pinterest banned them, which who cares? So what are they going to do? He's not going to be able to post fun pictures of how to furnish a house. That's what Pinterest pretty much is, right? But after the big tech did that, now then the media, right? The Washington Post, the New York Times, everybody out there piled in and say, the riot incited by President Trump's words. And they just act like it's fact. Yeah. And they act like it's truth.
Okay, so let me ask this question. You escaped post-Soviet Russia. My parents grew up as children under fascist occupation of Hungary, then escaped communist dictatorship. My father escaped a communist prison, a political prison. And here's the big picture. Whether or not you like Donald Trump is irrelevant. Here are the facts. This man had 88 89 million followers on Twitter. This election, he received 74 million votes, which is more than 10 million more votes than he received four years ago.
Right.
How do you make things... First, the left and the Democrats are... Biden is calling for peace and unity, okay? Absurd.
Right.
Okay. Secondly,
absurd.
How do you make a better America by shutting down people? Because we there's no way to know the exact numbers. But Boris, there's got to be tens of millions who are pissed that this happened to the president. There's got to be, if you look at the 30%, according to Gallup, was it Gallup or Reuters, who said 30% of Democrats think there was election fraud at the last election. So there's at least, what, maybe 50 million in America who think that there was some problem with the last election. Shutting down debate is probably, I mean, I'm not here to give Democrats advice, but it's probably the worst thing they could do, no?
Of course it is, because it never lasts. That never lasts.
Yes, you can't keep it down.
And all it does is make things hotter.
Yeah.
And make people angrier.
Right.
YouTube saying, three strikes. If you mention election fraud three times, you're out. What does that mean? Are we not allowed to contend that there was election fraud in this election?
But how about the last 4 years? Who got struck off YouTube?
Nobody. Nancy Pelosi?
For saying Russia stole the election?
Nobody.
Because that, for 4 years, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, right? Why did those rules not apply for 4 years on YouTube when people questioned the results of 2016, Boris?
Because we do not live in a society right now when treatment is equal of liberals and conservatives. Liberals can go and lie. Liberals can make up stories. Liberals can make up hoaxes, whole hoaxes.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of hoax. Years.
For years.
Weaving it together. A conspiracy theory befitting of QAnon. Okay?
Yeah,
befitting of QAnon.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And nothing happens. Nothing happens. Steve Scully can, from C-SPAN, can literally lie about his tweet at Anthony Scaramucci.
On Twitter. To the world.
And say that, it was a mistake, and it was, somebody hacked me.
It wasn't me.
And then come out, apologize, be suspended for a couple months, and I'll be back on C-SPAN.
I heard he's just been rehired.
He's been rehired. Yeah.
Steve.
That's where it is. That's where society is. And it is very worrying because, as you and I both know, these communist regimes, and make no mistake about it, communism is a far left-wing liberal ideology.
Yeah.
These regimes are the ones that stomp out discussion, that stomp out any digression from an accepted point of view. You are not supposed to be able to dissent under far liberal tyranny. And that's what it is. That's what's happening now. I continue to firmly believe that there were over 200,000 unlawful votes in Wisconsin, over 400,000 in Georgia.
You were there on the ground. You were looking at this stuff. You went to Arizona. You were there.
Yes. Deep irregularities in Arizona, deep irregularities in Michigan. 71% of absentee precincts in Wayne County, which is where Detroit is in Michigan, were not balanced, which means the amount of people voted and the amount of people whose votes actually went in are different.
Right.
How do you explain that?
Right.
But what the left's answer is, you don't explain it. You just don't talk about it.
You're not allowed.
You're not allowed to talk about it.
Okay, so let me ask you, how significant is it? I think this is big because you were in the White House. I was in the White House when Merkel came to visit. You've been watching, the Elysee for the last 4 years. There's no love lost between Germany, France, and the Trump administration. There has been, problematic relations with Mexico, especially because of the president's incredible success with building the wall. Not only do we have the French government, not only do we have President Obrador of Mexico, we have Angela Merkel. All three have said, at the very least, they've said it is problematic that the president's Twitter account was deleted by Jack Dorsey. Isn't that... Now, that's a real sign, isn't it? France, Germany, and Mexico saying, this is wrong. And remember, Merkel grew up in East Germany. She grew up under communism.
Right.
And she said in her statement, free expression of opinion should never be punished. Big.
It is big. It is a direct statement from, and let's be honest, American liberals look at European liberals as leaders, right?
Yeah, I love them.
Oh, my goodness.
If we could have Angela Merkel.
if we could just have Angela Merkel in America or Macron.
I have a buddy, former SF guy, who's in the State Department, who actually said that to me one day. He said, he's a Dem. He looked at Trump and said, wouldn't it be great if we could have somebody like Merkel running the country? And I just...
What did you say?
It was a friendship of 30 years. I just... Okay. Okay, Keith.
I've never seen that.
Our wives are best friends. I wasn't going to go there. Angela Merkel. Okay.
But geopolitically,
it's big.
But to the point... It is big, and it underscores how much of an overstep these companies are taking. And also the fact that these
right,
companies...
If somebody like Merkel, who hates the president, right. says, guys, what are you doing?
Because she probably realizes that this is an overstep. This is an overreach.
Well, I think she realizes that she could be next.
Of course.
If they can do it to the president...
Anybody can be next.
Anybody.
That's the point. And then the nuking parlor, which is... Forget taking somebody off. Nuked the platform.
Can I just poke Parler for a second? I mean, everything that they did to them was wrong. But guys, using Jeff Bezos' cloud services... Okay, guys.
A little bit of a step on a rake.
Okay, shoot yourself in the foot. I mean, I know they have the biggest blah, 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 but guys, you couldn't predict Amazon was going to pull the plug on your servers as the first... As the free speech platform. God bless them. And I think they're suing them. I think they're suing Amazon.
Also, apparently, the way they did their coding is it left it open to an outside group now downloading.
To download the information.
Everything. So that's a little iffy. But it's a startup.
Yeah.
And
it's the American way. It's a competitor.
It's a young company. It's a startup.
Yeah.
And now it's being absolutely destroyed because it had conservatives on it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. The liberal version of Parler... If it had the Kathy Griffins, the people today celebrating the death of Sheldon Adelson, rest in peace, Sheldon.
Yes, and rest in peace, Sheldon Adelson.
People, the liberals celebrating it, they're not getting kicked off social media. They're not. Imagine if it were the other way around. But here is the upside. The upside is this. Because the liberals are overreaching so much, and because big tech is overreaching so much, that is only going to continue to increase the MAGA movement. Which, as you said, went from 63 to 74 million in 4 years.
Right.
And it's only going one way. It's only going to grow because old line liberals, the ACLU came out against this overreach.
That stunned me. The ACLU has been anti-Trump for 4 years.
Because you got to remember, the Skokie, Illinois case, right? The freedom of speech in this country has a very long history.
Yeah.
And especially recent history. And the old line liberals of the 60s, the 60s and 70s, they're not the shut down free speech liberals. And that's what's happening. They took this riot at the Capitol, which I came out right away. I condemn all violence. The images are horrible. The images of them dragging the members of Capitol Police, the officers of Capitol Police are horrible. Rest in peace to everyone who died. And best wishes to everybody who was injured, of course. Only those who were injured who were not the ones rioting, by the way. That was horrible. What happened in the Capitol was horrible. Full stop. But I do not see Nancy Pelosi, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib being deplatformed because of Antifa and BLM.
Right.
But Donald
Justifying
Trump...
Justifying that violence for months.
Months. Months. And Jake Tapper talking about how violence sometimes is okay. Yeah. Chris Cuomo was saying... Who said protests have to be peaceful?
The Constitution.
Right.
Right.
But in this case, you've seen conservatives come out en masse and say that was horrible. But nevertheless, the purging of our followers continues.
Yeah.
Donald J. Trump is not on Twitter.
Platforms deleted.
And now Twitter's down about 12-15%.
The shares.
In the stock market.
In the stock market.
You know why? Because Donald Trump saved Twitter. Donald Trump was the only one who made Twitter interested.
Did anybody have more followers than the president? Did anybody have more than 90 million followers?
I'd have to check. Maybe Kim Kardashian.
I don't think so.
No, I think he was right up there.
Yeah.
He was right up there.
Right.
And he was definitely the most impactful, even if there were some people more far. Right. He was the most impactful.
Of course.
Moved news, moved markets, gave direct perspective, spoke to his people. And that's what big tech don't want. But the future, actually, is only going to be brighter if our people continue to stand up to this tyranny.
All right. One question left. Your predictions for the MAGA movement going forward. I think the president, because of the events of Wednesday, he's going to go into the how should I put this? Not the wilderness, but he's going to be more quiet politically for the time being. I don't agree with those who say he's out politically forever. I think he can come back. But the future of the movement, how does it look to Boris, to the Baron?
Growth.
Yeah.
Growth. The future is growth. And there's leaders in the movement. There's vocal champions in the movement, such as yourself.
And you.
And appreciate it. The movement is not going to back down. The movement is going to continue to burgeon and grow and get stronger. And I think President Trump is undoubtedly going to continue to be a major, major leading force in the movement. But I will tell you, the events on Wednesday were extremely unfortunate because they gave such a negative tinge to so much. And I'm saying this verbatim. I do not believe that this was planned by Antifa or anything. I think, unfortunately, this was there's fringe on the left and there's fringe on the right to attack the MAGA. But if anybody had planned a way to attack the MAGA movement and Republicans, that Wednesday thing was a good way to attack.
Yeah.
Attack the MAGA movement. So to those who perpetrated it, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should pay the price according to the law. There's no two ways about it. But also, so that's one way, right? You committed crimes, and those crimes should be punished. Full stop. Number two, you actually hurt the movement.
Yes.
You hurt the MAGA movement. But that's short term. Long term, the MAGA movement is going to grow because it stands for opportunity, America first, growth, success, and strength.
And safety.
And safety.
One last message from me, because there's a lot of doomsaying, there's a lot of apocalyptic talk. I want you, our dear listeners and viewers, to put things in perspective. Yes, they have the House. Yes, it's 50-50 in the Senate. Yes, Biden will be sworn in just over a week. However, remember 2008, what did Obama have? Obama took the White House. They had the House. And they had a 10-seat majority in the Senate. What did he achieve for all his radicalism? What did he achieve? Obamacare? He couldn't even achieve the Iran deal without doing an end run around the Senate. It wasn't a treaty. It was an agreement done by the two governments. So, guys, it's not as bad as some would have you believe. The fact that it's 50-50 and every time there's a tiebreaker, Kamala Harris is going to have to get in her limo from the White House, go down to the Senate and cast that vote means that the most extreme stuff will not be easy to pass, if at all. So remember what Reagan taught us. Be happy warriors.
Absolutely. The MAGA movement gained in the House.
Yes.
And the Senate is split.
50-50. You can't do crazy things when it's split.
So and Manchin has already come out and criticized the crazy impeachment.
Right.
So to all of you MAGA people, just everyday Americans living your lives who love the president, who love the agenda, who love the America first perspective of, as you said, safety, opportunity, success, strength. Stay optimistic. Stay strong. The movement continues. God bless.
Thank you, guys. Subscribe, like, tell your friends, write us a review. Listen to America First with the Baron every single week, because we're going to keep on fighting. Stay safe.